You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It is personal finance time on a Monday. We're going to be taking a look at the role that artificial intelligence can and potentially should be playing in your investment decisions. I'm joined on the line by financial planner at NMG Benefits, Stian de Wit, to take a look at this and see what to make of it. Stian, lovely having you back on the show. It's been a while. It certainly has. A lot has happened since you and I have last spoken. We're now using things like artificial intelligence to decide whether or not we should buy portfolio assets. AI can be a good thing in the world of investing, but it can also be dangerous.
Yes, good evening, Jimmy. Yeah, we see that a lot of times. Currently, the challenge we have is that AI is democratizing financial information, but information isn't always advice. And with advice, there's stuff like behavior, human behavior, and things like that. And Evelyn, as we speak and talking about AI.
Stian, what parts of artificial intelligence are useful to consider when thinking about investment decisions? I mean, what comes to mind for me, at least, is the aggregation of information. If I've got so much information out there in the technological day and age we live in, AI could be quite useful to kind of consolidate all of that information. But how do you see the role of AI as a useful tool here?
I think it's brilliant for the average investor out there to start using AI when they talk even to a financial planner to analyze that information and ask questions on what are the relevance to my situation. And things like looking at your fund fact sheets, he might give you a fund fact sheet, might analyze the cost of an investment. Stuff like that is very important. And I think AI makes life a lot easier for the average guy out there that is not a sophisticated investor to almost dumb it down so that him or she can actually understand that information.
Stian, when then does it become dangerous to look at AI? If we are able to use it to look at information, if we're able to kind of use it as an analysis tool, where then does the slippery slope start?
Jimmy, one of the first things to keep in mind, if you use AI, never, never, ever give your personal information to an AI, a chatbot, or even especially if it's a free version, because that information becomes public domain. And your personal information you are throwing out there, it's like someone phoning you randomly and you giving them your ID number or your pay slip or stuff like that. You won't do it. So number one, do not sort of personal information down the AI rabbit hole, if I can call it that. I think the second thing, and this is where did a brilliant study where they and behavioral tax, because behavioral tax is a massive challenge for financial individuals, where 4.2% of analyzed returns are eroded because someone it's not very stir. That's a lot of times the problems. Like when the market crash, people become irrational and they make irrational decisions. And AI will probably not be your sounding board in that situation and be the financial planner that tell you, listen, this is what happens in the market. Stay invested where you're at. So in that emotion, AI won't be able to help you there.
Stian, let's take a look at the role of a financial advisor. That role has been changing since it was created, and it will continue to change as people have different financial needs. How then does the current role of a financial advisor fit into the portfolio composition, the investment decisions, and all the other aspects of making critical investment decisions? And can that role be enhanced through the use of something like artificial intelligence?
Absolutely. Most financial planners that we're dealing with on a daily basis, we actually had a session with the FPI last week around this, where they are also using AI, but it's used not to dismiss the human element, the human touch, but actually to enhance efficiency, create effectiveness, so that those financial planners can actually spend more time with their clients, because that's where the real value is. You know, if you go to AI and ask AI, listen, give me advice on what I want to invest 5,000 rand. AI won't know the context. You know, it's like building a house. If you just put it how I design my house, it won't know where the beams should be, where's the water lines and stuff like that. So financial planners ask the right questions. A proper financial planner will ask you context, will understand your emotions, will understand your family context, will understand your tax. There are so many things. And the challenge with AI is a lot of times in the prompt, that we have a very limited way in which we communicate, and it will only give you back on what you ask it.
Sian, what shouldn't you be asking AI around personal financial advice or in obtaining financial advice? You touched on the fact that sharing of personal information is quite a dangerous place to be where it relates to AI. What other areas potentially pose a dangerous threat, especially where it relates to financial decisions that individuals might be looking to make with the help of AI?
That's a very difficult question to answer, because it depends on the context that you're in. So I think the thing that's important on not asking the content questions that will potentially, you know, it's great getting advice, but I would take that advice and talk to someone about that on AI, because what AI says about that specific topic. So for instance, if you say, okay, I want to invest money into retirement, or should I invest money into retirement annuity? Ask those questions, but then take those questions to a financial planner. And again, don't give your personal information out there, but and don't take what AI says as the truth, because it can hallucinate, and we've seen how it hallucinates when it goes down the wrong rabbit hole.
Stian, where it relates to those questions that are being asked, I mean, for a lot of people, the question comes up around the costs. I can pay for an AI subscription. It might be cheaper than paying for a financial advisor. It might return to me the same general information that I would from a research perspective. And I suppose this is where people then say, okay, but then how do I justify the cost of a financial planner? Now, you and I have spoken about this particular point in other conversations, to say that it's better to find out the costs up front than to find out how much you've lost many, many years later. But as a parting thought, I want to get your thoughts around how then financial planners that are using AI then start to perhaps factor that into their costs, or perhaps we start to split costs as consumers and say, I'll pay for a certain portion of a particular service. Does this introduction of artificial intelligence have the potential to impact how we cost financial advisory?
Great question. We've never had more financial information available to us as of to date. Yet, in the South African context, just on the life insurance side, we have a 50 trillion rand protection gap. That is 6.5 times more than South African GDP. That tells me information isn't the answer. You know, so there's a massive difference between knowing the information and actually doing something about it. And then if you look at the behavioral, I spoke about briefly about what Momentum did, that number of behavioral tax, to give you, I did a quick analysis on that. If you take a 1 million rand investment and you say, okay, over a 10-year period, if I had to go and say, I invest that money, but I manage it myself and I look at the statistics that talks about the behavioral tax, that difference is between 3 million, it's a 3 million rand after 10 years versus a 6 million rand after 10 years. So 4.2% sounds like a minor number, but the value of advisor is sticking with you and growing with you as an individual and guiding you through the process and helping you make those right decisions. That's the value of advice. It's not just the investment, but it's things like tax. A good example, if a proper financial planner sit with an individual and they look at their retirement planning, you can reduce your tax by 20% in retirement. That is a 5 to 7 years extension on your in retirement income. That's the value of a financial planner.
Financial planners, financial advisors, they do still hold value, and they're not about to be replaced by the use of artificial intelligence. For now, we'll leave the conversation on that note. Financial planner at NMG Benefits, Stian de Wit, joining us to take a look at the role of artificial intelligence in financial advisory.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.